He had 3 touchdowns. He actually ran for 6 yards, and in a day of firsts, I found a really fun first. Never before in the history of the university in football has a quarterback had as good a completion percentage with 20 or more completions. The 80% completion is a school record for 20 or more completions. So there you go. Fun first for you, Sean. Questions for him?
Earlier in the week, I mean, you talked about on Tuesday, you said, look, we just feel like we need just one game to get that one win and just really push it forward. Does this kind of feel like that at this point?
It does. You know, I think the big thing, too, is just the second half. I mean, that was the big thing I was proud of. You know, I got the ball in the second half, went down that first drive, went and scored. I mean, that was such a good feeling compared to the games in the past. Just we've been so bad in the second half and just kind of beating ourselves at times, too. In the, you know, the first half, we've done a really, really good job on both sides of the ball, and this game was the finally the complete game of 125.
What was the energy in the locker room? I mean, you had that 20-14 halftime lead, but I think you guys knew you have to start strong.
Just so focused. Just at halftime, we knew no matter what the score was, hey, we still got to go out there the second half and, you know, hold them to it. But I think the energy was really, really good at halftime, and just the focus level was really good. So proud to see that. Oh yeah, I thought the offense, you know, ran with the defense momentum tonight. You know, every turnover they had, you know, I think we went down and scored, or at least got points on that drive. So, you know, that just shows that how big that is, and just super proud of the defense too. I mean, they were making plays out there. We knew Hawaii likes to throw the ball. I mean, almost every play, and they did such a good job tonight. Their focus level, the practice this week on both sides of the ball is really, really good, so good.
How did you like having 2 new faces? I mean, not new faces, but I mean, you know, for Andrew and Zach, and, you know, a lot more touches.
I mean, it was really good to see them to step up tonight. You know, Andrew's been banged up. You know, Zach hasn't really had the reps, you know, he's wanted. But today, you know, it really showed that, you know, no matter when your chance gets called, you know, they're going to make a play. So, I mean, even Zach's on that third down, the red zone, you know, just super proud of him, you know, knowing what to do, being there, getting ready. So, super proud of him and Andrew tonight running the ball.
Being one of the leaders on the team and kind of coming off the tough loss last week, how did you, as a leader, approach, you know, when you step on the field today, approach this game and just gather your team?
I think just, you know, the way this season's went, just in the locker room, knowing that we're in it, we've been in every single game and competing with everyone, just the second half, we've got to do better. And that was really the goal this week. Is just I thought the practice was laser focused, so, and it showed in the game. So,
did it feel like there was any pressure in some ways? I mean, like, just to put together a better offensive output than last week?
No, I don't. I wouldn't say the pressure's on us. You know, I think it's really on them. Just we know we can do, and if we play like that every game, we'll be in really good shape.
I've asked the others too. I mean, you guys entered today with a 14-game losing streak in Mountain West play. I mean, is something that you were personally aware of at any point?
I know we haven't won a conference game in a long time. You know, that was the main objective today too, and we finally got that conference win. So really, from here, just gonna build up from that and give this team confidence.
Dylan? All right.
Thanks, Dylan.